Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jove, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Finger Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is, Bless the Lord, O my soul. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
We are grateful unto the Lord God Most High for the opportunity that he gave us even to make this broadcasting happen in this month of December, the year 2013. As the presenter has just said, the topic for tonight's broadcast, Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. A French novelist by his name, Avance Carr, wrote, some people are always grumbling because roses have thorns, thorns have roses. Quote, none of us have perfect circumstances in life. To have a perfect circumstances, it does not belong to this fallen world. That state of perfection of circumstances is reserved for divine world, the heaven, which is beyond our finite mind consciousness. But we all have the blessings of common grace. All human beings, whether those that know God or those that refuse to know him, we all have a common blessings of grace. Let me just emphasize on this powerful topic this evening. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Like that quotation of this French novelist that I just read earlier, which I want to repeat again, some people are always grumbling because roses have thorns. Thankful that thorns have roses. We can understand that. Then I said, none of us have perfect circumstances in life. There is no one, no class of anybody, as long as we are living on this planet, that can boast of perfect circumstances in life. Money cannot bring happiness. The state of the heart is far more significant than physical appearance and natural ability. Then I said, there is going to be a state of perfect circumstances, and that state is reserved for heaven. But as long as we are living in this planet as a God creature, created in his own image, even both natures, we have common blessings from God, which is grace of God. And there is another blessing that is peculiar to the children of God that put their trust in him and that is common from being in Christ. God is gracious to all humanity. Even the most despicable person on earth can enjoy a new sunrise every morning and a fresh rain shower in season. Just to corroborate what I just said about the common grace of God that everyone, every living soul enjoy. We all have here to breathe and a beautiful creation to enjoy. You don't have to say there is God or there is no God before you just enjoy the sunshine. I enjoy the sunshine. But I want us to differentiate between the blessings of God clear to those of us that put our trust in Him. With the common grace of God that I just enumerated above, such as oxygen, beautiful creation, rain, weather, eating, as a believer in Jesus Christ, we have additional benefits of grace. And this additional blessing that we have is the spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And that is why we have to bless the Lord. To bless the Lord. As the topic says, bless the Lord, oh my soul. I will establish this broadcast in the book of Psalm 103. I will paraphrase it, but I will establish the fact of blessing the Lord, or bless the Lord, oh my soul. Remember, I said, with or plus the general blessing, we see have a specific blessing, which is greater than general blessing. As a believer, as a Christian, we enjoy both the general blessings of common grace, as well as a specific, special blessing, Christ. So, to establish this, I will establish it in the book of Psalm 103. Psalm 103, like I said, I won't read the whole chapter, but I will paraphrase it. For instance, verses 1 to 5 say this thing: bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? In this song of praise for the Lord's mercy, as the inscription just denoted, we can try to differentiate it into like five parts. One, prayers of the Lord for his many benefits. In summary of what we have just said, there is no one that can just pay for the general blessings of God. For instance, if God has to give us the bill for the amount of oxygen that we consume daily, there's no one that can fulfill that requirement. Prayers of the Lord for his benefits. His benefits is innumerable. Two, prayers of the Lord for his ongoing mercy. That is powerful. Because if it is not because of the mercy of God, there's no one that we believe in. It's so interesting that human beings always believe in their illusion than try as much as possible to discover the truth. Number three, prayers of the Lord for his transcendent glory and gentle care. Number four, a comparison of the transitory nature of humanity with the everlasting rule of God. Number five, in this psalm, that is, I'm just trying to just distinguish or to just give the summary of Psalm 103. Number five, a call for heaven and earth to bless the Lord. Now, when we say bless the Lord, oh my soul, what do I mean? What do we mean? To bless the Lord is to remember that he is the source of all blessings. To bless the Lord is to remember that he is the source of our blessing. It is unfortunate that the society that we are is gradually going into a disconnect culture, which is trying to eliminate the concept of the Most High, the Creator of heaven and earth. For instance, I read an article written by Kenneth R. Sampler in The Reason to Believe. And that article, I won't read the whole thing because I'm still going to emphasize why we have to bless the Lord. Kenneth samples in that oracle, that title was Charles Darwin, a Confident Evolutionist. Was Charles Darwin a Confident Evolutionist? And this one from Darwin's memo, in which he wrote concerning his doubts about what he has, about his theory of evolution. And let me quote part of what Professor Samples wrote. It may be surprising to learn that the father of modern evolutionary theory had doubts about his proposed explanations for life's diversity. reflective by nature. Darwin, 1809 to 1882, worried about the philosophical implications of his biological theory. One concern was whether humanity cognitives believed producing faculties. No, I don't want to just make our listener go into in-depth of philosophy, but I'm trying to make it in plain English so that we'll be able to know that if it is not God's mercy, we are doomed forever. And that's why we have to bless him, to recognize him as the source of all our blessings, no matter what we're going through. We have to recognize him that he is the creator and not to go by what the theory of cognitive mind can do. You know, let's go to what I was just saying. Darwin has a worry about the philosophical implication of his biological theory. Number one, one concern was whether humanity cognitive, that is when we talk of humanity's cognitive faculty, is talking about belief producing, which he believes had evolved from the lower animals to be trusted to produce reliable, true beliefs about reality itself. Here, how Darwin expressed his epistemological, that is relating knowing. The observation concerns the purely naturalistic process of evolution. Quote, let me quote what he said. Darwin wrote, unquote, "With me, arid doubt always arises whether the convictions of man's mind, which has been developed from the mind of the lower animals, are of any value or at all trustworthy. Would anyone trust in the convictions of a monkey's mind if there are any conviction in such a mind?" Quote. That's why I said, as a believer, who put their trust in God, we have a special blessing, common to general blessing or common grace. Therefore, we have double blessings. And that's what I said. We have a physical blessing. We still have spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And that is why when we say, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul," what we are trying to say is that we are recognizing the Lord God, our Creator, as the source of all our blessings, such as he heals our diseases. Some people might say, "Oh no, I went to doctor, he gave me prescription, and then I take it. It's not God." But don't forget things that the skill under the prescription, the knowledge, it comes from somewhere. Some people will say, "Okay, if that is God, why the good people always fall sick?" Well, there are godly people who suffer illness despite repeated prayer for healing, even though God is not born to heal every disease. Every healing does come from him. He satisfies our mouth. In addition to be our healer, God provides food, provides oxygen, provides here rain, which no science can just produce. Even if you have money, just like Bill Gates, you cannot feed the whole world for 2 days. It's impossible. Thirdly, I said, His mercy enables the believer to rise up like eagle. You know, the mercy of God. There's a story of one atheist man. He was a professor. When he came to stage, he liked to mock God, horses, because he believed that he wanted to provoke God so that God can strike him to death immediately. He's comparing God to human nature. He will curse God for like 10 minutes, nonstop. And he will look to his audience, laugh, and stop. And say, I told you there's no God. If there is a real God, why can't he strike him dead when he was cursing him? But one day, somebody that is wiser than this empty-minded professor just challenging him, he said, Mr. Professor, you can only curse God for 10 minutes. But God has a lot of patience to steer your life since you are born until today, even that you're cursing him. You don't have patience as God. Therefore, there is God. You can only curse him for 10 minutes, but his mercy can sustain you for more than 50 years of your life. Can you see that? We have to bless the Lord. We have to recognize him as the source of our own blessings. Irrespective of what we are going through now, irrespective of what enemy was saying now, we must be able to thank him for being able to wake up and to sleep, even to eat and to walk, even to cry for headache and to be healed. He is for the helpless, like those people that call unto him. God is for the helpless and the oppressed. He is not on fear. He is the one who will restore justice to the heart. As we know, there's no justice that any human being can give. In fact, it's being defined by modern nature that justice is not about outcome, it's a process. A judge that is trying to condemn a fellow person can just exonerate another person with the same offense. It is about process. And what is process? It's an illusion, deception. But as for us that have both common blessings of physical, we still have the blessings of the spiritual one. God is God if we seek him, and we are not. His mercy endureth forever. He has our time in his hand. He knows the future. He knows the way you and me are going through. He is the creator of seen and unseen. And we are created in his own image. And that is the irony of the illusion human being is having. And they are trying to eliminate God from their being. Human being trusted unfounded truth than to put their trust in God. They deny that there's nothing like God. But the assertion of denial is just the way of accepting him. Because he's take faith to believe there is no God, as well as take faith to believe there is God. He takes faith to tell you that they discover another galaxy about 2.3 million light years. So also, he takes faith to believe that there is God that can heal and that can deliver. But one is conscious and one is subconscious. And that is why we have to bless the Lord. count your blessings and name them one by one. And it will surprise us what the Lord done. When you put trust in man, even if he tried to help, what if he cannot help? The Lord is merciful. Like I said, this is a basic description of God. Because if God dealt with us according to our way and sins, no one could stand before him. Because there is no way to compare the divine with the mortal. But the mercy of God is greater than the heavens. He removes our sin completely and cares for his people as a good father cares for his children. The fact that God remembers who we are and how he made us is another mark of his mercy. He knows that we are weak. He knows that we don't hold anything. Even if you think that it's a surgeon that helps, or the doctor or the medicine, one thing is that everything is a skill. That is not God. They were skilled. Lawyers is a skill, just like they said. Justice is not about outcome, but it's about process. You see how gullible human beings are. What is mercy? You can refer mercy as a law, as a lawyer love. God is mercy. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Let us have this thing in us as we are going to the end of year 2013, even as we are joining our heart, in our life, to have the habit of remember the source of our blessing and to worship God. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless us, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Due to pre-scheduled events, we will not be having a broadcast on December 22nd. Please tune in, team, on January 5th, on which the topic will be The Power of Worship, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.